Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is
In Flight Entertainment. Yes, and we are in the throwback of our video game week. So Tuesday we gave you some pow pow poom pip of Mortal Kombat 2021. Now we're going back to 2002.
Yes, so we are diving into the world, the first movie of the Resident Evil series, where we follow a special military unit that fights a powerful, out-of-control supercomputer and hundreds of scientists who've mutated into flesh-eating creatures after a laboratory accident.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes, now this film was released March 15th, 2002. All right, so back in 2002, the stuff we were watching, we're going from 5 to 1, American Idol on Tuesday nights. Yep. ER was 4, Joe Millionaire was 3.
It was like the beginnings heyday of like bad reality TV taking over everything on the standard channels, and it was horrible. It was a horrible time to watch TV.
Yeah, it's true, because yeah, everything was reality game shows, reality. Yeah, it was all that stuff. Number two was, when was Friends canceled? Because it seemed like that's been going on like for a long time. Well, Friends was on for a while. I just forgot when they stopped the show. Anyway, Friends is number two. Number one was CSI.
and the original CSI that took place in Vegas.
Right. Not the Miami Crusoe glasses.
Anyway. Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And the song we were jamming to was Ashanti, Foolish. Yeah, I remember that song. I wonder what happened to Ashanti. She was pretty cool. She was like your Brandy Monica-ish, like R&B singer at the time. I think around Destiny's Child was still doing their thing in 2002, I think. Yeah. And now we have Resident Evil. Okay, so people don't know about Resident Evil. Now, per Wikipedia, Resident Evil is a survival horror video game that was released in 1996 by Capcom, the company Capcom, originally for the PlayStation in 1996, and its first game in a Resident Evil series. The game's plot follows Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine, members of an elite task force known as STAR, as they investigate the outskirts of Raccoon City following the disappearance of their team members. They soon become trapped in a mansion infested with zombies and other monsters. The player, having selected to play as Jill or Chris at the start of the game, must explore the mansion and uncover its secrets and find a way to escape. I remember this. I remember playing this game on the PlayStation. It was pretty groundbreaking. I mean, when you look at it now, it's like, oh, ooh, it's spooky. Yeah, right. But it was weird. But it definitely kept you on your toes.
Right. So I feel like in the like early 90s, you had things like the Mortal Kombat that really set the stage for the fighting type video games. And then video games like Resident Evil started to give you more of that like first shooter, self-shooter, where you go in there and start to fight things on yourself versus just two characters on the screen facing off at each other.
Right. And I think, and also what made this game kind of unique at the time was, you know, kind of like the fixed camera setup. It's like when you go into a room, like the camera's kind of set on a room and you were just moving around in that space. And then it also had like puzzle elements in there that was pretty interesting. Like you have to try to find a key to get to somewhere, to find a weapon, to kill the monster, stuff like that. But there were like different things in the room. You have to figure out what to move. I mean, it was it was very, yeah, it was a lot in that, in those games. And you have to like really kind of siphon your resources, because it wasn't a game where you could just find like 50 bullets in a room. It was like, okay, you have 4 shotgun bullets, you have 2 pistol bullets, like, and you have 4 like regenerating herbal leaves to kind of like patch you up, like use them wisely, because you don't know when you're gonna find some more bullets or like healing herbs. So yeah,
right, which is like a throwback to the way, way original video games, which was very super pixelated. It was, it'd be like 100 pixels to make a single character, and you would, your little guy would walk into a room and copy words would show up at the screen, and you would answer the question to like solve the puzzle within that room in order to move to another room to fight a person. And you only, it didn't show you actually fighting. It was like, your character is now fighting bad guy Y. You don't have the supplies to fight them, so you are going to die.
I remember this game. Okay, I'm about to date myself. It was on floppy. It was like a floppy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Was it that one of those games that you have to type in like the actions or like what you're about to do?
Yeah, yeah. It was like after whatever the one, the,
this
the,
was around Oregon Trail time, right?
It was like right after Oregon Trail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember this. I remember this. Okay. Now I have to like get online and do more research to find it. So if we find this game, we'll put it up on our page. That's our assignment.
I could text someone right now and find out what it is.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. All right. So this movie, Resident Evil 2020, stars Mila Jovovich. People will know from The Fifth Element as Lilu. Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast Furious movies, and also SWAT, which, you know, I really like that movie too. And other actors, whatever. Now, fun tidbit that I'm about to do kind of a boomerang. It was very serendipitous, and I forgot all about this connection. Now, like last week, you know, me and Jenna, we texted, like, oh, okay, cool, let's do, you know, let's do this movie, let's do this movie. So Jenna ran an audible, was like, okay, let's do Mortal Kombat, you know, for next week. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, well, let's do like a throwback game, video game movie. And then Resident Evil popped in my head. I'm like, oh, plus I haven't seen it in a while. Like, okay, what about Resident Evil? And then Joe's like, all right, cool, done. Now here's kind of the serendipity of this. Now this movie is directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. Now we reviewed Mortal Kombat 2021. The Mortal Kombat 1995 was directed by this director that directed Resident Evil.
I have to say Resident Evil was a huge improvement on the 95 Mortal Kombat. And I'm sure it's just because it was rated R versus
PG-13. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, they're different movies.
Yeah, and you mentioned Michelle Rodriguez. So she was a fan of the game and actually told her agent that if anyone ever, like, wrote a script for the movie, that she wanted to audition for any of the parts. And so when Paul W.S. Anderson sent out screenplays, she signed up for the movie.
Mm, yeah, well, rightfully so, because she did her thing.
Which is probably why she was brought back for another movie in the Resident Evil universe, because, like, the series.
Right. Now, Paul W.S. Anderson, you know, he have an interesting lineup of movies under his belt. He directed Mortal Kombat. I keep forgetting he did Event Horizon. Bravo.
That movie is fantastic.
Yeah, I always forget he did that. Oh, every time I think of him, I forget about Event Horizon. I'm like, yes, he did that movie too. And then he did Soldier after that with Kurt Russell. That was the following year. Your movie Alien vs. Predator in 2004.
Yes.
He did Death Race 2008, Three Musketeers 2011, Pompeii 2014. He did Resident Evil the Final Chapter, so he came back to do the final Resident Evil movie in 2016. And the last movie he directed was this gem that came out last year that me and Genoa experienced through digital, called Monster Hunter.
So bad. It's just so bad.
Now, the director and Mila, they've been married, since 2009, if I'm not mistaken. So that's why they're in each other's movies all the time.
Right, yeah. I didn't realize they were still married. I knew that they were married. I didn't realize that they were still together. Kudos to them for still being together.
Yeah, they're like
working together, and man, that's tough.
Yeah, I think they're like the video game adaptation power couple. So Paul, like I said, if anything, he makes escapism movies, whether they stick the landing or fall in the face. I mean, you can't take that away from him. He do make escapism movies. No doubt about that. What I do like, after rewatching the original, this one, after I don't know how many years, I was surprised how much, like, the scenes hold up, like, far as the kind of, like, the suspenseful scenes. And the first, like, sequence, like, the lockdown sequence, like, I totally never really sat back and really analyzed how things were set up before things just start going crazy. Like, you know.
I do have to admit, I probably watch this movie once a year. It's one of those movies that I like to nap to. I find it very comforting, which I don't know what that says about me, but I like hearing people fight in the background as I go to sleep, apparently. But I always like the opening scene. It sets up the movie. It gives you all of the backstory to the company and what's going on in the Hive and the Red Queen. So it does a very nice job of trying to explain what is, like, why these people are fighting the undead. And it also uses some flashbacks that Alice, who's played by Mila, to show what, like, her character's role in everything in the Hive.
Right, yeah, because this movie takes on the whole amnesia device of our main character, slowly unraveling her past, or, you know, what happened prior to what we drop in, you know, with this character. Just like, it's funny. When I watch it again, like her waking up in the shower and stuff like that. What movie is similar to that? Someone waking up in the shower or bathtub.
I can't think of anything.
Dark City, anyone?
Oh,
yeah, because Murdoch wakes up in, like, a bathtub, right? And he's like, what's going on? Yeah. So, it just jumped in my head, like, oh, this is like how Murdoch, you know, John Murdoch woke up in Dark City. This movie has a great scene where it replicates the mansion in the original Resident Evil. That was pretty cool. I think. This is the first time I caught that visual. I'm like, this is like the mansion. Oh, cool. Until you go down to the Hive, which is different. Now, this movie, plot-wise, is totally different and it's a total departure from the original video game's plot. Raccoon City, Umbrella Corporation is still the only two things that's kind of gluing this into a Resident Evil movie to justify being a Resident movie. Other than that, like, everything else is kind of not Resident Evil lore.
Right. Yep. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since you watch this once a year, like what scenes that you kind of wake up for, like, okay, this scene is about to come, I gotta watch this, and then I go back to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the scene with the zombie dogs, which is fantastic. Like, they're terrifying. And I finally read some trivia on the movie, and apparently filming the zombie dogs was really, really difficult because they kept licking the fake blood and meat on them. Which, of course, I mean, if you give, yes, the dogs are going to do that. And then there's like a famous scene in the movie where Alice runs up a wall and flings around to kick the zombie dog in the head, which is a fantastic scene. And that took, Mila Jovovich did all of her stunts except for one in the movie. So I like that you can actually see her doing the fighting. And it's not like cutting away, so you only see the back of her head or a part of her body. It really, you can see her participating in the action. So it's like a good women empowership movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you got Michelle, you know, being a badass like she always is. You know, having her, you know, her Clint Eastwood type scowls. She opened fire on zombies. Yeah, I mean, the movie really moves, you know. I mean, of course, they have to stop for exposition, you know, when you're talking to Red Queen, and Red Queen have to kind of give you some explanation and stuff like that. But, I mean, it does a good job going from sequence to sequence. And might I add, like, the production design was pretty decent. I mean, It was a cheap look for 2002, like a video game Resident Evil. I don't know how big the budget was, but I'm sure it wasn't like a huge budget movie. But I mean, visually they made it work.
Yeah, I mean, it was primarily filmed in abandoned subways in Berlin. So they were able to, they didn't necessarily have to build an entire set, so they did save money there. But you know, anyone that's done indie film, you kind of have to work with what you have. So they were doing that and relying a lot on the actors and the action to fill in what they couldn't necessarily build on set.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it goes into ultimately at the end, you know, of course, the corporation, you know, nabs Alice again, and then it's kind of like a reset. And Alice wakes up, and you know, a laboratory all like, you know, tubes everywhere on her, you know, and you know, she yanks it out. She going down these, you know, cold laboratory hallways, and I would definitely say the last Shia's movie was like really great. I mean, I think Robert Kurtzman or whatever, I forget who wrote The Walking Dead, probably was like, yeah, because
I mean, the last scene totally reminds me of 28 Days Later. Which is basically like dude wakes up and all of London has been abandoned.
Right.
He's the only person walking around. So that was released in 2002 also.
Okay.
So it just happened that, like, the end of Resident Evil, which is also a zombie movie, you have a woman walking in the streets that are abandoned. And then you also have 28 Days Later, also a zombie movie, with a dude walking the streets that are abandoned.
Yeah, wasn't it Killian Murphy? I can't pronounce his first name. Cillian or Killian?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I would call him Scarecrow from Batman. that guy. And it's like Resident Evil. You know, she grabs a shotgun and she, you know, she arm up and she looks around, and then you have that sweeping. Well, you know, the shot sweeps back and sweep up, and we see, you know, cars abandoned, and we see builders on fire behind her and all that stuff. So I mean, it's a good cliffhanger for a sequel, which they did like with like 4 or 5 times over. But yeah, they did their thing. Any other fun facts you got for the production?
Yeah, Mila didn't wear any like makeup in the movie for the cuts and bruises. Those were all real from the fighting that was happening. So they saved on money on makeup because actors were really getting hurt.
Yes, I could imagine. Yeah. Yeah, especially with the, you know, with the, you know, with the whole zombie hordes, you know, kind of, you know, marching ahead and, you know, the near misses of getting bit and all of that. So.
And all the zombies were played by professional dancers, which makes sense because they were definitely moving like dancers.
Okay. See, now this is where Paul W.S. Anderson really dropped the ball right now, knowing this information. Now, he should have made an outtake since they're dancers. You know, I'm about to go with this. Where they have Alice cornered, but before they get her, they line up and do the Thriller dance. Like, yeah, just saying, like, that could have been an amazing outtake, you know, but.
Right, for the DVD, like, Easter egg type of thing.
And then have Alice join them and they do the Thriller dance. I'm like, oh, that would have been amazing. But neither here nor there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar was considered for the role. So was of Alice. So was Jennifer Love Hewitt, ooh, Kirsten Dunst, and Natasha Henstridge.
Okay, I can see Natasha since she was like an alien in Species. I can see that. Oh, but she was in Ghost of Mars, that John Carpenter flick with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
So she can.
Which keeps getting recommended to me on one of the streaming services.
Really?
I'm like, I get it. Okay, you want me to watch it? I'm just not in the mind to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely have like, but they're like space zombies, which is even better. Yeah, let's watch it. I mean, do you remember John Carpenter's movie Assault on Precinct 13?
Yes, that also keeps getting recommended to me.
That's pretty much what Ghost of Mars is. It's Assault on Precinct 13, except they're on Mars and it's zombies. Okay. Yeah, both movies are worth the watch, you know.
Right. I mean, I've seen them before. It's just been ages since I've seen it.
Yeah.
So Resident Evil can be found on Tubi if you have that app, as well as all of the other Resident Evil movies. So if you wanted to do a Resident Evil marathon, make it a weekend, basically like 12 hours of zombies, Alice kicking zombie ass, then you could do that for yourself.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I could make it a Resident Evil weekend. I have to count how many they had, but I mean, I think it's almost on par with Mission Impossible, really. It was like 6 or 7 of them.
There's only 5. Oh wait, no. There are 6 Resident Evils.
6. Okay.
It's Resident Evil. This one, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Resident Evil Extinction, mm-hmm. Resident Evil Afterlife, Retribution, and then the final chapter.
See, there we go. Yeah. See, Alice is like the Ethan Hunt of you know, zombie video game horror. It's like she got 6 under her belt because. And so far, we have 6 Mission Impossibles now. So, yeah, pretty tight.
It looks like there might be a Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City coming out in 2021.
Really? Now, is it going to be a movie or?
I don't know. It just It's in production, so who knows? It is the origin story that explains the secrets of Spencer Mansion and Raccoon City.
Okay. I wonder if they're going to do, like, the original, if they're going to go to the original shorts and have, you know, Chris and Jill Valentine, like, the star agents, you know. But, I don't know, we'll see.
Chris Redfield is one of the characters.
Oh, yes. Is Jill Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in.
Robbie Amell plays Chris Redfield, which, you know, Chrissy, Jen, and I will all be there for that.
Who's Jill?
Jill is played by Hannah John Kamen.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, Ghost and Ant-Man and Wasp. I like her. Yeah, she was in Ready Player One too. Yeah, I like her. She's nice.
It's scheduled to come out in November of this year.
Really? Huh. So I guess they're shooting
right now. Yeah, so trailers should be coming out soon.
Okay. All right. I'm in. Nice. Okay. So our Stuck on Tarmac review goes, you know, Butt on the Couch. It's a good watch. You will enjoy it. Your time will not be wasted. Put on your shoes, contemplate going outside. You know, don't know if you should watch it. Don't know if you should do something else. Go right outside. That means that I would rather go outside and, you know, fight anti-vaxxers. Yeah. Stay on zombies and all that stuff to watch. Then watch this movie. But two butts down, or you gotta, or is this a put shoes on?
No, it's absolutely two butts down. I mean, I don't necessarily watch it every year, but I definitely put it on every year and wake up to watch different scenes. It's funny, this was the first time I stayed awake for the entire movie, and I totally forgot the final, like, subway scene, which is a fantastic scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, very surprising, especially with, you know, Michelle Rodriguez, like twist.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was well done. And like I said, it just, like, for what the resources they had, like, they pulled off a really coherent, you know, tension filled, you know, I mean, it delivered. I mean, and I give them props for that. I mean, you know, of course we can pick it apart and all that stuff. It's like, but for a video game movie, it's definitely one of the better ones.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you have it, guys. The original Resident Evil. Like General said, Tubi, check it out. And you can check out all of the other Resident Evil flicks, all six of them if you want, if you have that time. But we're going to review, well, we're just reviewing this one. And we're just going to keep it at that. So we'll see you guys next week with some more reviews. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
keep wearing those masks and get your shots.
Yes. Peace.